From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Thursday, July 2nd, 2026. A critical piece of agriculture legislation is making its way through Congress. The U.S. Senate Committee on Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry released a draft of the 2026 Farm Bill last week. Dan Wright is the president of the Arkansas Farm Bureau and a farmer based in West Arkansas. He says many growers are struggling with upfront costs and need the relief promised by the massive legislation package.
All of our expenses have risen. You know, I'm in the hay business. My expenses of my business has doubled in the last 14, 15 years. These risk management programs are going to at least modernize these products to where they're working with today's prices and able to deal with the things that they're facing with today, not 15 years ago.
The farm bill was last authorized in 2018 using prices based in 2012. Wright says risk management policies and programs included in the farm bill could help small farmers stay afloat and rural communities thrive.
When agriculture is over with and when it's gone, so are your small towns. And honestly, small towns is what America was based on. Wasn't on the big cities, it was on the small towns. And you go through and you meet these folks, they're some of the best folks you'll ever meet in your life.
Wright spoke with our partner station KASU in Jonesboro. U.S. lawmakers will begin discussions on the Farm Bill draft after the July 4th holiday. A federal judge has struck down several Arkansas laws restricting the ballot initiative process, calling them unconstitutional. Little Rock Public Radio's Josie Lenora has more.
In Arkansas, anyone can get a ballot title approved by the Attorney General, then collect tens of thousands of signatures to have the measure put on the ballot. Bills made law over the last few legislative sessions make the process harder. Opponents say they make it almost impossible. Canvassers were required to read lengthy ballot titles out loud, recite a message about petition fraud, verify identification, and disclose their own personal information to collect one signature. Opponents of the law say the extra steps drain time and resources from canvassers. U.S. District Judge Timothy Brooks said in a ruling Tuesday that the laws were unconstitutional. He did not rule on other controversies in the law, including claims about vagueness. He dismissed a separate part of the lawsuit against raising the number of counties required to collect signatures from 15 to 50, saying it did not violate the First Amendment. In February, a different judge struck that law down for constitutional reasons. The case will go to trial in late July. Josie Lenora, Little Rock Public Radio.
An Arkansas State Police chase in Hot Springs ended tragically last week. On June 27th, an unidentified minor was announced dead on scene after crashing into a tree. The accident happened just after 1 o'clock Saturday morning. Days later, the Malvern School District released a Facebook statement saying they mourn the loss of high school senior Kai Reed. In their statement, the district said school counselors and support personnel will be available to assist students and staff who may need support as the community grieves. A former North Arkansas law enforcement officer has been acquitted of charges relating to the shooting of a teenager. A jury found former Stone County Sheriff's Deputy Stephen Gill not guilty of felony assault and battery charges last week. Gill shot and injured a 13-year-old boy while he was fishing and later gave conflicting statements about the incident. He'd previously been fired from the sheriff's office more than a decade prior. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders unveiled a new online dashboard Wednesday that tracks savings generated through her Arkansas Forward initiative. The dashboard gives Arkansans a public look at where the administration says it has already saved more than $118 million through changes to state government operations. Speaking at the state capitol Wednesday, Sanders said the administration expects those savings to continue growing.
We are confident that Arkansas Forward will deliver at least $300 million in savings and then blow right past that number. But more than just dollars and cents, this initiative has also changed mentalities within state government. We're always looking to save money. We're always looking to pass those savings onto the taxpayer. And we're never okay with something just because that's the way it's always been done.
The initiative includes changes like ending routine remote work for executive branch employees, expanding office hours at state agencies, and streamlining government services. Sanders says the new dashboard also breaks down savings by category and will be updated monthly.
We have a responsibility as the government to use taxpayer dollars wisely, and we're always going to continue to look for the best ways possible to provide quality service, but not waste money. To me, that's irresponsible and ridiculous.
Sanders says the dashboard also allows Arkansans to download the data behind the reported savings and review how each figure was calculated. The number of people receiving health insurance through Arkansas's expanded Medicaid program is expected to shrink drastically because of upcoming work requirements. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports state officials expect enrollment in the state's Our Home program to drop as much as 20%, or roughly 42,000 people. The state will institute the requirement at the start of next year. A previous Medicaid work requirement saw more than 18,000 Arkansans lose coverage. An Arkansas congressional candidate says he lives outside of the district he's hoping to represent. James Russell is running as a Democrat to represent the state's 4th congressional district, facing incumbent Republican Representative Bruce Westerman. Russell confirmed he lives outside the district after his opponent's campaign informed the Hot Springs Sentinel Record of the fact. Congressional candidates are not required to live in the districts they represent. The Constitution only requires them to be over 25 years of age, a U.S. citizen for at least 7 years, and to live in the state they represent. A senior advisor to Arkansas's Attorney General is leaving for a job in the private sector. Carl Vogelpohl will serve as executive director of the Arkansas Medical Society, according to a news release. Vogelpohl previously served as senior advisor in the office of Attorney General Tim Griffin. The Arkansas Medical Society is a professional organization that advocates for physicians in the state. There is a heat advisory again in effect today. It has been extended through the July 4th holiday. Today's high near 96 degrees, while the heat index will approach 110 degrees. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.